Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
All righty, we've got thunderstorms and rain in the forecast for this weekend for the next 3 or 4 days. So you want to get out and play because it hasn't started raining yet on Kauai. It's coming from, oh goodness, it's coming from everywhere. We've got high surf advisories, north and west facing shores. It's going to be cloudy, showers likely this morning, slight chance of thunderstorms on Kauai side, scattered showers, slight chance of thunderstorms here on Oahu and Maui, and then it's going to move toward the Big Island. At least the trades are with us around 15 miles per hour. But boy, is it humid. In other words, you want to get out and play a round of golf as early as possible. There's an 836 at Volcano. There's an 842 at Makalei, 850 at Poipu Bay. And I'm thinking about Volcano that had that fire at the clubhouse. Gosh, I hope you guys can. I know all the golf carts are fine. So I believe they were saying that they were going to get out and get going today. So our thoughts are with you to get all back to and put back together again. Kapolei on Oahu has an 837, an 845. Royal Hawaiian Country Club has an 840, a 910, a 12, 1120. Make that, not a 12, 1120 at Royal Hawaiian. Makaha East, 1108, 12 o'clock. Kahili on Maui, an 838. Wailea Gold, 850. Emerald, 1124. Blue Course, an 852. And you can play at Maui Nui Afternoon, because the Ka'anapali Beach Hotel's got a tournament, and may you all hit the sweet spot every time. We've got a really sweet show for you today. Bob Bupka's going to be with us. Eric Onodera from Bayview Golf Course, big news there. Michael Martinson and Taylor Artman, Surf and Turf Golf. They're coming in the clubhouse with Bob Foreman telling us about our fascia and what we got to do to take care of the fascia, because it's apparently keeping us all together. But we're going to start off the show with Beth Ann Nichols, senior writer, Golf Week, after we thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors. Increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And now, let's bring in Beth Ann Nichols, Golf Week Magazine senior writer. Welcome into the clubhouse, Beth Ann.
I'm ready to tee it up. Listening to all those tee times that are available. I'm pumped up.
Let's go. I'm pumped up. I'm so glad the LPGA didn't go to a wraparound season. I feel so much more comfortable when the things start off and then kind of come to a conclusion. There's a little timeout, and then we get revved up for the next year. This wraparound, you know, there's no timeout. We're just constantly going. With the race to the CME Globe coming up, interesting new format this year in that there's no, everybody's got the same chance as the other person to win regardless of how well they did over the year. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I love it. It's so much easier to follow. There's no math. There's no, you know, long charts and formulas where I have to get out glasses to read it. it's really simple. Whoever wins the $1.5 million first place prize, and which, oh, by the way, is the largest in LPGA history. Yes, it's a field of 60 players. I think you're going to see, players are going to be playing a lot harder. I can tell you that. It's not going to be just, you know, we're just happy to be here, finish off the season. It can change some folks down at the bottom of that of the field. I mean, it can really change, you know, your life in a way.
Yeah, it's great to see Jin-Yong Ko, Brooke Henderson, Minji Lee, all of Nelly Korda, Si-Yong Kim, Danielle Kang, Lexi Thompson. They're all in that top 10. I didn't list them all, but as Beth Ann Nichols is saying, everything's wiped out. None of these points mean anything except you've managed to get to the PGA the CME Group Tour Championship, and you're all square. No one gets points because of rankings, and I personally like it. I was listening to some people say, oh, I don't like it, you know. It doesn't give the people who have done really well over the year. They say, well, I don't know. Is there a trophy for the person who did best over the year?
Yeah, it's called the Player of the Year trophy. So Dzhivyenko's already wrapped that up. So that's good. You know, you got the Vair trophy for low scoring average. We have a lot of trophies for the whole year's race. I love that this is one of those things where, you know, whoever finishes 60th, you know, in this list is more, just as important as whoever finishes first, and arguably more exciting, because you really want to know who's the last person in that has the chance at the $1.5 million, which in this case is Stacey Lewis, which is terribly interesting considering that she hasn't played golf competitively since she withdrew from the Solheim Cup with a rib injury, and she's as shocked as anybody that she missed all those events and still managed to make the field.
And then, yeah, and I'm glad you brought her up, because that was my next question. Your last person is Stacey Lewis. How did it work that she got in without playing for so long?
I guess nobody stepped it up. I mean, it's quite remarkable. I mean, she finished it 50. Well, when she stopped playing, she was 54th on the list. And you know, I would have assumed that she would have dropped a lot further too. To be honest with you, I'm not quite sure exactly how the math works in terms of who could have done better. It's just surprising, you know, because normally we're not really paying that much attention to number 60. So this is kind of a new thing for how fast can you drop.
Yeah. Well, no, it also tells you how strong the top of it, of the leaderboard, I'm talking for the whole year, how strong the players are at the top 60, versus the women who are not in that top 60 and probably don't make a lot of money. And that's one of the things about the LPGA that I know that Mike Wan is always working on. This $1.5 million is huge, because that just goes to the winner. Everybody's going to walk away with some money at this CME Group Tour Championship. So everybody's going to get something out of it, and it's exciting to see the money coming into the LPGA. That Mike Wan is working hard to do that. Do you see the changes? Are the women on the tour talking about more money coming to them?
Oh, absolutely. That's, when Mike Wan first came on board as commissioner, it was all about just give us more opportunities, more places to play. And now that he's accomplished that, you know, the next step is raising purses. And a lot of that comes down to, you know, exposure. The television contract will be huge for the LPGA to see where that falls in the next year. But yeah, I mean, when CME steps up and offers, you know, a $1.5 million first place prize, you know, it sends a message to all the other title sponsors, all the major championships, that, you know, hey, you know, we're raising the bar here. We think that this is what women's golf is worth. This is the value of the product. And you don't want to look silly, you know, as another title sponsor that, you know, you think you run a good event, and then, you know, the whole idea is that this will push everybody, and all boats will rise.
Yes, absolutely. I'm giving up $1.5 million. What are you going to do? That's just for the winner. How are you going to follow up? When you talk about television, though, exposure is everything for the sponsor, for the players, getting them out there in the middle of the world. You only get that sometimes. Streaming helps, but really, right now, streaming is such a small portion. So television is king when it comes to exposure. I was listening to the PGA of America annual meeting, and during the meeting, Mike Wan and PGA Tour's Jay Monahan were both there talking about, and Mike said that Jay is helping a lot with renegotiating the television contract. And I thought, wow, that's working together. It seems like the PGA Tour is really helping and assisting the LPGA, at least in that regard. Have you heard anything?
Yeah, I mean, the PGA Tour is actually negotiating on behalf of the LPGA. That's the contract, and it's I mean, I actually think it's a great thing because, you know, it's what the PGA does, you know, dictates where everyone else follows, right? Where the LPGA, where everyone else, you know, goes in the pecking order. And so why be in the dark and be operating on your own when the PGA Tour, you know, for the good of the game, hopefully, you know, can help, again, all boats to rise. And it's all about network television. I mean, the LPGA has been, you know, spends most of its time on the Golf Channel. Even at big events, it's still just on the Golf Channel and oftentimes. And truly needs to be in front of more mainstream sports fans. You know, we just look at the Augusta National Women's Amateur that was on for a very short window on a Saturday afternoon and was the biggest rated program for women's golf since the 2016 U.S. Women's Open.
So, huge.
Yeah, it was huge. And I think a lot of people had no idea it was even going on.
And you know, you're right. A lot of people didn't. And in the vein of helping this PGA Tour negotiating the contract for the LPGA Tour, it speaks to, of course, the LPGA Tour talking with the LET, trying to help them or make some kind of an agreement so that they're working together. And that makes sense to me. All of these tours, instead of working independently, pooling their resources and their clout and giving the other person a step up, you know, hopefully the LET will accept that hand and accept it, because they've been a little bit hesitant about taking help from other people. Seems like it would be a perfect marriage.
Yeah, they turned Juan down before, and so they're trying it again. And I understand wanting to stand on your own two feet and look out for your best interest. But there comes a point in time when sometimes, like you said, you need some help. And, you know, and obviously, you know, when you look at the Solheim Cup, the health of the Solheim Cup, the health of Team Europe and you know, growing talent in Europe, the LET is crucial. And Mike Wan understands that. And LPGA is not in a position you know, of strength in terms of being able to just, you know, hand out money. So it's going to have to benefit the LPGA as well, because, you know, they're already, you know, run the Symetra Tour as a developmental program. So, you know, Juan's going to make sure the LPGA gets something out of it too. But again, I think it's the right thing to do at this point in time is to at least give it a try.
Excellent. With the CME Group Tour Championship at Tiburon, I'm going to ask you, there was some discussion on Golf Channel's Morning Drive about who has the best chance to win. And there were five names brought up: Brooke Henderson, Lexi Thompson, Arya Jutanugarn, Jin Yong Ko, and Nelly Korda. Does any one of those names really stand out to you as a pick that you'd make?
Well, I don't see how you don't pick Jin Yong Ko. she's had such a dominant season. She's been so consistent. It's remarkable. I mean, just look at her incredible bogey-free streak, being Tiger's record. You know, I think she has to be top of your list. But then I'm really anxious to see what Nelly Korda can do to follow up her recent win in Asia. She has yet to win on American soil. And I'm really interested to see how that plays over and how much exposure the LPGA gets with a Nelly Korda victory. And similarly, Lexi Thompson, she's done a lot of work on her swing. She's only played once in Japan since September. So she's had a lot of time off. And even though the results weren't anything to write home about in Japan, from what I read in her comments, it seems like she was pleased with what she saw and the progress that she's making in her swing changes. And so, you know, I'm really anxious to see what she comes up with to end the season.
Yeah, and she's won there. So that it's a comfortable place. It's good memories for her after not so good memories. So now that she's had that win at Tiburon, she's ready to go. Would it be great for the LPGA to have an American winner of the CME Group Tour Championship?
Oh, anytime an American wins, it's a great thing for the LPGA because it doesn't happen enough. I mean, anytime an American wins, it's news. So that tells you how often it happens that we actually talk about the fact that American won. So I think, you know, like you said, Lexi Thompson's is not far from her home. She has a lot of friends and family that come out and support her that week, and she plays, you know, in with the men as well at the Shark Shootout there. So she has a lot of experience at that golf course, and you know, anytime Lexi Thompson especially wins, it's a good day for the LPGA, no question.
Excellent. So we'll just have to watch, and this is all happening next weekend, folks. It's going to be really exciting. The last weekend we had Ai Suzuki win the Toto Japan Classic, and you're like, Ai Suzuki, no status on the LPGA tour. She's a star though on the JLPGA, 4 years top of the money list. I don't think anybody's done that on the JLPGA. Very strong tour, stronger than the men's tour in Japan. So Ai Suzuki, is she going to accept? I read your column about her. And so, because this is Beth Ann Nichols, Golf Week magazine senior writer, because she wrote, I know that she has until the 18th to make a decision. Have you heard?
I have not heard. And you know, it's interesting because we had the same thing with Hinako Shibuno earlier this year at the Women's British Open. And she's deciding to stay in Japan. You know, it'll be interesting to see what happens. It's a big decision. You know, when you don't speak English very well, and it's so much easier to travel on the JLPGA. You know, it's
home.
It's a different world compared to being a globetrotter on the LPGA. You know, I think it's another level. So it'll be interesting to see what she does. I think it's great looking ahead to Tokyo 2020. You know, maybe she wants to stay in Japan to try her. Maybe that's the best route for her to try to get a spot in Japan for 2020. And you know, I mean, just seeing that the Japanese players have so much success. I mean, we already know the fans are going to be crazy there, but you know, there's a lot of pride in women's golf in Japan, anytime a Japanese player wins an LPGA event over there, it's a really big deal. It's good to see.
Gosh, yes. When Ai Miyazato first came out on tour, she was over at Turtle Bay, and the media people for SBS Open at Turtle Bay, they were shocked because they found themselves having to open up the ballroom for a media center because 60 media outlets were following I to come and follow her around the golf course. So, you know, it's a big deal. So for Ai Suzuki and then Hinako Shibuno, the Tiger effect. You were writing about that,
yeah.
Right? I mean, they follow
her.
She's
a rock star.
She's a rock star. Yes. And yes, she moves. The whole crowd moves, just like Tiger. When he, you know, he was on the road, they didn't wait to see whether the other guy was going to hit his shot. They just all started, you know, let's go to the next hole. So it's kind of the same thing. I was really impressed this year by Jennifer Kupcho. Unbelievable. I didn't realize that she won $512,123 just after playing a half season. It's truly a wonderful thing. Then she played her college golf all the way through without walking away, if my memory serves. Or did she give up a year?
No. She was loyal till the end and took her team all the way to the national championship. You know, I don't think that people can truly appreciate how difficult it is to have that spring season that Jennifer had, winning first female to win at Augusta National, you know, goes with her team to the national championship. They make a deep run there and then rolls right in, makes her debut at the U.S. Women's Open and just pedal to the metal, you know, playing everything you can, try to make as much money as you can. And she winds up playing well enough to not only keep her card, but to qualify for all these limited field Asian events where, you know, everybody makes a paycheck. And And, you know, I mean, she's in the top 40 on the money list right now. And like you said, playing in only half a season, you know, learning the ropes, trying to figure out what you're doing, you know, new caddy, and didn't even, you know, have time to take a breath, really, this whole year. It's quite something.
Yeah, it's fabulous. You also wrote, I mean, I was thrilled. I have Swiss heritage. So watching Albin Valenzuela play to me, you know, and representing Switzerland at the Olympics in 2016, that was very cool. So whenever I see the Swiss flag, I'm like, oh, cool, she's doing well. but she's decided to not fulfill her last obligations, and the spring tournaments are a big deal in college golf, so she's going professional.
She is, you know, it's and last year, we're seeing this every year, it's a question, you know, Q Series ends in November, and players have the option to defer, which is what Jennifer Kupcho did, deferred her LPGA membership until after the NCAA championship. Maria Fossey did the same thing, and then other players like Kristen Gilman, two-time U.S. Women's Amateur champion, Lauren Stevenson, they chose to go ahead and accept their card and forego another semester, which, as you said, is the most important one. It'd be like having the draft for the NBA in February, you know, ahead of March Madness. It's essentially what we have. And it's a really tough situation. And for Albin, it was all about getting back to the Olympics. And she thought that if she went ahead and accepted her LPGA membership, she'd have a better chance of qualifying again in Tokyo 2020. And, you know, the cutoff point for the top 60 there for the Olympics is the end of June. And so if she waited until after the national championship, she wouldn't have a whole lot of time to try to really make a push. And so Anne would have to rely on, you know, some sponsor exemptions to play in as well. So, you know, it's a tough situation. You know, I know it's an emotional situation for players trying to figure out, you know, what they're going to do. I mean, imagine what the coaches are feeling as well.
Gosh,
you know,
yes.
not knowing what you go from being, you know, a favorite to win the national title to, am I even going to make a postseason now? In some cases, which is what happened to Alabama last year. And that's a really tough situation. So, but Albin, she's no question. She's ready for the next level.
Well, you know, we're going to have to watch the CME Group Tour Championship together and on television, you know, far apart, but nevertheless as one. And then we'll have to read Beth Ann Nichols, Golf Week magazine, and see what she says, senior writer there. And maybe you'll have to come back on at some other time so we can figure out what you think we should do to fix this problem about college golfers going, you know, leaving right before spring. Ouch. Should they go to the Symetra Tour directly? Should they not even have to go to Q School? That was a very interesting article you wrote, too. Beth Ann Nichols, Golf Week Magazine senior writer, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me. Aloha.
Aloha. We're going to come back. Bob Foreman is owner of Golf Fit Carolina, golffitcarolina.com. He's a Titleist Performance Institute. He's got all kinds of credentials, okay? The guy really knows fitness. And I said, what do we talk about this time? Because he's got a master's degree in exercise physiology certifications through Titleist Performance Institute, the Gray Institute, the American College of Sports Medicine. What do I know? So he says, fascia. And I went, oh, yeah. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha, our equipment.
Bougainville Flooring Superstore has Hawaii's largest stock and inventory. A huge selection of flooring, carpet, porcelain, wood, ceramic tile, over 1,000 carpet remnants in stock. Installation supplies like tools, adhesives, floor prep, grout, cleaners, and more. Come in. We're located near the NEX on Bougainville. Bougainville Flooring. Remember our price match guarantee. Find everything you'll need at the Bougainville Flooring Superstore.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens, your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
This portion of the Golf Club is brought to you by Creative Plumbing. When your building's hot water system needs new life or a new high-rise system, new build or renovation, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your townhouse complex driveway and sideway into beautiful self-draining areas, adding to the value of your project. Turn your concrete floors into colorful masterpieces with Futuristone. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Bob Foreman, certified golf fitness instructor, master's degree in exercise physiology, Titleist Performance Institute, Gray Institute, Golf Fit Carolina owner. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Well, thank you, Danielle. It's a pleasure to be back.
Absolutely. And now I'm reading a little bit about fascia, not a lot, but apparently it pretty much is it's not an organ. It's like a connecting system that holds all of the body and the organs all together. When we all think about the skin, the surface of the skin holding us together, that's an organ. But fascia, tell us a bit about what it is.
Well, fascia has gotten a lot of print lately because it's kind of relatively new, even though we've had it since we've crawled out of the oceans. It's, as you mentioned, a one-piece body suit, if you kind of picture that. It's kind of like a cobweb. It goes from our head to our feet, and it surrounds basically everything in our body, muscles, blood vessels, organs. And up until about 5 or 6 years ago, nobody really kind of heard about it. Nobody really cared about it. When they did autopsies, basically they would just kind of cut through the stuff. And now they're finding that it does have some significance in terms of our abilities to move efficiently and pain and aches and pains. So, you're going to be hearing more and more about it as time goes on. And it's something that everybody should be paying attention to because everybody's got these knots, these trigger points that they can release. And that's what fascia release is all about.
So how do I take care of my fascia so that I can not have the pains and problems that occur because I'm hurting it?
Well, fascia should move, it should glide, and it should move smoothly over each other. And that's healthy fascia. And a lot of people, unfortunately, don't have healthy fascia. And things that kind of make it thicken and clump together where you get these knots or trigger points can include, in most cases, especially for very active people, it's overuse. Basically just doing too much. Otherwise, stress, physical stress can kind of cause these knots. Posture. Today, with posture being as bad as it is, with the rounded shoulder that we see quite a bit, you know, the C posture in the golf stance at address, that can lead to knots, especially up in and around the neck and shoulder area. Lack of sleep. Bad nutrition, you know, all the stuff that leads up to just an unhealthy lifestyle, trauma, surgery, and knots, you know, these trigger points can develop or could have developed years ago, and you just weren't aware of it. But now, you know, there's a way you can release those knots.
Okay, here we go. Now we know what happens or how we can you know, get them. I imagine, like, when somebody says, you know, that's going to hurt when you get old. That's going to come back and haunt you when you get old. So how do I fix it? How do I release them?
Well, what you have to do is most people will do foam rolling. You know, they get those foam rollers. They could be 12 inches long. They could be 36 inches long. Some are smooth. Some are more dense than others, which tend to kind of dig in a little bit more. Some will have indents on them, or even some will have knobs on them. And again, the idea is to kind of grab the skin and dig in a little bit more to kind of massage the skin and the fascia. So you go through a process. You start, the recommendation is to start with your feet and work your way up the body to the head. So you start like with the calves, you go to the hamstrings, you can go in front to the quads, and basically you roll. So you put the roller underneath your calves, you roll back and forth, you can zone areas so that, you know, you can do the lower calf and then move up to the upper calf and then do like from the knee to the mid-thigh on the hamstrings and the back of the leg and then mid-thigh up to the glutes and then the glutes. And then you go up. You want to stay away from the lower back because there's not much bone there to kind of protect, and you don't want to hyperextend the low back area. But you can go into the mid-back, like the bottom of the rib cage, up to the shoulders. Then you can roll over, do the lats. You can also do the front. I mean, there's a lot of videos online. And all you got to do is just kind of type in fascia release foam rolling, and, you know, listeners can find a lot of good videos out there.
That's great. So this is something that I can do with a foam roller. People used to, what did they used to use those for? Did they realize that they were also helping the fascia?
Well, I don't think so, but they've become very popular now. I mean, they even make them with vibrators in them, so that as you're rolling, the foam roller is vibrating, so it kind of, you know, vibrates the muscle similar to a massage. And the whole idea with foam rolling and massaging the area is that you're kind of compressing and then releasing the fascia, and you're hydrating the fascia, so you're getting that movement again, that freedom of movement. And the real interesting thing about all this is that because it's like a one-piece bodysuit, it's uninterrupted. If you get a knot, let's say, in your right shoulder, it can impact, it can have referral pain over to your left side, to your hip. So it's not necessarily the point where you have this knot, this trigger point that causes discomfort. It could be somewhere else in the body. So that's the real interesting thing about it. So if you roll, and something, you know, the recommendation is that you should roll almost every day or every other day. And when I first started doing this, man, did I have quite a few knots, especially in my glute area. And I found that a lot of people do, but, you know, that can cause, a lot of people have back, lower back issues with knots in their glutes, hip issues and such. So, it's a real interesting science. And like I say, we're learning more and more about it.
So if, let's say I have an issue with my lower back, you're saying don't use the foam roller on your lower back. That's not a good place to go, even though it feels like it should be, right? It's like,
right,
I want to go right there where that pain is. You're saying don't do that on that particular body part. That's not where you go with this roller. But it could be that your hip area, your lower back area, could be in pain because something that's happening with your shoulder, maybe around your neck area.
Yeah, it's referral pain, referral discomfort. I had a guy, you know, just a few months ago, who was having some pretty severe low back discomfort, and he was a big golfer, loved to golf. But unfortunately, he was limiting himself because of his back. And so one day I pulled him aside and I said, you know, do you roll? And he said, well, not really. I said, well, come here, let's kind of take a look at this. And, you know, we started with the legs. We worked our way up. When we got to the glutes, this guy was in intense pain because when you find these trigger points, when you find these knots, you're going to know because you're going to feel it. And like I say, in many cases, it's extreme. But once you find these knots, you want to just sit on them and just compress, just hold that spot for like 20 to 30 seconds, and that's when the knot will kind of release and dissipate. And it may take a few sessions, a few days, to kind of get rid of all the knots. And this guy was doing it pretty faithfully for like a week, and then he came back and he was like, man, he goes, my back is feeling great. He's out there playing more golf now. So, Wow. Yeah, I mean, it could be serious stuff, but, you know, to me, I've been in this field for 35 years. I always go with the exercise first, and now with this fascia release information coming out, I would even try that. And if it doesn't work, because I've seen some pretty miraculous things from simple stretches and now with this foam rolling, that if it doesn't work, then you can go look at some, you know, look at specialists.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, I know a woman who does therapy massage, not, you know, I'm going to go have a massage, and this one is a therapeutic massage, and she started using fascia massage, and it can be, as she told me, you know, I'm going to, you know, it's going to hurt maybe. Because
yeah.
I'm going to find places where, you know, you're tense and you're tight and it's possibly going to hurt you. So just let me know, and I'll try to release a little bit, you know, not push as hard. But as you said, when you find the spot, it's going to hurt. So don't back off maybe a little bit. Is that an idea to not push it too hard, maybe softly at first?
Yeah, you can actually, I mean, if the pain is too intense, you can actually work around the knot and slowly kind of get to the center of it. You can also use tennis balls. A lot of people, especially for like the shoulder area, or even people will even roll like their front shoulder and such, instead of rolling it on the floor, which is a good place when you're using the foam rollers, you can take a tennis ball. You can also use a lacrosse ball, which is a little bit harder and it'll dig in more. But if you put the ball between your shoulder and the wall and then just lean into the wall, you can put as much pressure on the area as you want. Just kind of roll around and see if you find any of those hot spots in the shoulder area, because it's tougher to get with the foam rollers.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The balls are good too, and they're a good way to kind of work down your spine, not on the spine, but on each side of the spine. Take two balls, you can tape them together and just kind of work your way down the spine. But once you get done, you know, it takes about 10 minutes to do the whole body. You feel great. You feel like you just had a massage, and I tell you, you know, range of motion will improve because this tightness also, you know, the trigger points will also kind of impact your ability to move efficiently. And again, it's not where the trigger point is; it's somewhere else in the body that may be impacted and may not be able to move as freely. But once you release these trigger points, you get that range of motion back.
Fantastic. Something else that you point out in your article, and you can find Bob Foreman, the owner of Golf Fit Carolina, at golffitcarolina.com. He's got a great article on fascia release, and it's right there talking about all the things that can lead to it, including dehydration. So remember, fluids, preferably water. Maybe you've got to put something in it to make it taste good. I love the taste of water. I just guzzle it. I'm thirsty. So that's another important part, right, Bob?
Yes. Yep. Yeah, healthy lifestyle. You just want to maintain a healthy lifestyle. But if not, yeah, these trigger points can pop up.
Bob Foreman, owner of GolfFitCarolina.com. Find him at GolfFitCarolina.com. Get in touch with him because I know that he can help you. He's also the author of Functional Golf Fitness Training. Thanks for being on the show, Bob.
Thanks, Danielle. Always a pleasure.
Thanks. Aloha. We're going to come back. A couple of now friends, just met them. They have come up with a brand new, well, it's been around for a while, but to Danielle, it's brand new. It's a new clothing line. It's called Surf and Turf. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Bougainville Flooring Superstore has Hawaii's largest stock in inventory. A huge selection of flooring, carpet, porcelain, wood, ceramic tile, over 1,000 carpet remnants in stock. Installation supplies like tools, adhesives, floor prep, grout, cleaners, and more. Come in. We're located near the NEX on Bougainville. Bougainville Flooring. Remember our price match guarantee. Find everything you'll need at the Bougainville Flooring Superstore.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing.
Your experts on call.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club. But you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the Golf Club.
I know y'all wanted to go and get a tennis ball and start rolling on the shoulder, right, or using one of those foam rollers. You got to go right out and buy one. But don't forget, use it on your muscles, not on your bones. So leave your back alone. Taylor Artman, CEO and co-founder, Surf and Turf, and you can find them at surfandturfgolf.com. And Michael Martinson, founding team member and captain, brand ambassador, member of the Korn Ferry Tour. Yeah, welcome into the clubhouse.
Thanks, Danielle.
Absolutely wonderful. Taylor, I want to ask you, first of all, featured in Four magazine, like Four, and in Southern California, Oklahoma Golf magazine as well. Why did you decide to start a new apparel company with mainly hats and T-shirts and hoodies and what have you?
I can't take all the credit there. So my buddies that I was running around with out in Southern California, they started in 2016, actually, a membership, more of a social club. And for simple terms, it was more like a country club without the golf course. So it was going to have events. You get a gin handicap with it. You get kind of some little gifts or swag that came with it, and then maybe some discounts to different brands, different golf courses, just kind of some membership perks. And then Michael and I actually went out there. I was going out there lived out there about 6 or 7 years for half the year practicing, and Michael and I were living together in Texas. And we went out there for a two-man event and to practice for a while. And I had joined their club called the Surf and Turf Club and, just kind of support them and all that. And then I kind of was, during that time, my sister and I were bouncing this idea about an apparel brand and, that there needed to be a need met, not just for on and off the golf course. Travis Matthew had already covered that, but something that was more inclusive to non-golfers and golfers as well. Because so many people that maybe didn't have the fortunate upbringing to play golf, they still enjoy the same lifestyle. And then also to include, women and children as well. So we had this idea, this apparel brand. Well, like any other great idea we've all had, we kind of hit a, a wall. We didn't have a name. We didn't have a logo. We didn't, you know, it was all talk. Well, when they started the Surf and Turf Club, it was just kind of like, this is it. I mean, this is what it is. And so I asked my buddies, you know, what they thought about going to full-time apparel. And, yeah, it took a little bit. A couple kind of got out. They were pretty busy with a lot of things, but they're still involved. And then myself and two others formed the LLC, and we got the ball rolling. And Michael was out there. Michael's been with it since day one. And he was our first, you know, real brand ambassador. You know, he didn't join the company per se immediately, but he has been an integral part of the process and always will be.
That's awesome. I was reading your mission statement. At Surf and Turf Golf, we're not just about the threads. We're about threading a new golf lifestyle. From course to coast, our brand is founded on the tenets of comfort, quality, community, and inclusion. And it makes total sense. You've got a club. There are lots of women's clubs around. You know, LPGA Amateurs, for instance, is one. Started as EWGA. And they just brought women together. And then, of course, you want to have a hat. You want to have a T-shirt. So Surf and Turf, the club, became Surf and Turf Golf, the apparel line, and initially probably all the guys in the club bought the hats and the shirts and the hoodies, and it's really cool to see that you've stuck with it, because it's not easy doing an apparel line. You were telling me before we met online or on the air that sometimes you were still working out of your car.
Yes. Yeah, the first really 2 years, my business partner Jordan and I, he kind of had the home base shipping stuff out of his house, his spare bedroom. And then I was playing also some mini tours and the Canadian tour, or PGA Canada, McKenzie tour, and then, you know, coming back and forth between Texas, California, and up there. And I had all this stuff. I mean, good thing I didn't get robbed. I had thousands of dollars of apparel. You know, I'm still wondering to this day what they thought at customs when I was bringing all that in there. I had to have it in my car going across the Canadian border. But yeah, we were running out of there, you know, for the better part of end of 16, 17, and even into 18, until finally Michael and I moved out of our apartment. We moved in a house, so we had several extra bedrooms. I turned one into an office, kind of, you know, took over the entire upstairs as far as Surf and Turf. And then finally this year, it was time to take it to the next level and start scaling in. And we opened our first main office. Sadly, we had to move from our roots in Southern California to Texas for business purposes. We still claim SoCal. It's mainly we just get our mail in Texas.
Yeah.
And hired our first employees. We've got you know, our head of operations, Emily Davis, is doing a great job. She was a huge hire. Obviously, your first team members. You know, Michael was our first salesperson. He sells anywhere and everywhere across the country. He's been a huge part of our growth. So we're in like 27 states, green grass stores now. And you know, bringing in Emily, and then actually my nephew Kyle does our inside sales and marketing. And they work at the home office every day. You can find them.
It's awesome. It's awesome. Okay, so you weren't alone building your brand. That's for sure. You had a lot of support. Michael Martinson, welcome into the clubhouse. Michael, haven't heard from you yet.
Hi, Danielle. How's it going?
It's going really good. Now, you won the largest winner's check in All Pro Tour history, so the All Pro Tour. $41,000. It was at Bogey Hills Country Club in St. Louis, Missouri. And now you are on the Korn Ferry Tour, and the PGA Tour featured you in an article that they posted online all about you and how you got to the Korn Ferry Tour. How excited are you about what's coming up for you in the next year?
I'm very excited. I have a huge support system, family and friends, and so, and it's been a long journey. It's been a 10-plus year journey, and had a lot of people, you know, keep pushing me and keep telling me to, you know, keep on, keep believing you'll make it. And so I've had a lot of motivation on the way, so it feels really good to kind of, you know, almost not necessarily let myself down by not making it. And I still have a long ways to go, but just kind of to prove everybody that, you know, I did have it and I can make it. And so it's been a fun journey so far, and look forward to kind of just getting it started again.
Yeah. And now both of you were recovering from injuries. Michael, you had the fractured fibula?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Wasn't my smartest move in professional golf. I actually fractured my fibula playing softball back in March of this year. And so I actually did it 3 weeks before Canadian Q School, and kind of had already made up my mind if I didn't get status this year that I was going to call it quits. And somehow I prayed a lot and just kind of toughed it out, and actually went and played Q School 3 weeks after fracturing my fibula, and somehow finished 18th, and, you know, just took it as a sign, you know, that I'm going to keep going. So now towards the end of the year, I have my 2020 Korn Ferry Tour card, and so it's kind of a new journey now.
Yeah, and I'm going to go back and bring you, Taylor. You were also recovering from a shoulder injury when the two of you were, what is it, Michael, you talked Taylor into being in this event that you won?
Something that's like, last year I talked Taylor into playing. He's back to being healthy again, and I was like, you know, you played good at this tournament before, and I said, why not go, you know, start back on this tournament? And so we went, and we actually got paired together, so it was kind of
what a show off. He just wanted me to get a first row seat.
Yes, you got to play with him. Just you know how pairings are. They put you together. That's amazing that the two of you are best friends. How much more comfortable could you possibly be, you know, as somebody knowing exactly how to, you know, calm you down or push you or tease you or whatever, you know. It's friends playing with each other and knowing how what all was on the line. That was absolutely perfect. And then Michael wins. Absolutely
it was,
great.
It was crazy. And it was lucky, I think, because Michael was caddying, I believe, that year for Bobby Gates on tour. And so he hadn't played a ton of events on the APT, and they kind of do the pairings, I believe, a lot of times by the money list. And so being my first event, and I think probably one of his first too, we got paired together. Like, it was luck of the draw, but that helped. And it was kind of, you know, ironic. I mean, everybody's known Michael's going to make it forever. I mean, he's a great player. He's one of the best players and the best people out there, and it's no surprise. You know, people call him a caddy, but he's a player first. You know, he just he's got a servant's mentality, so he goes and caddies for his buddies when they make it and stuff. But it was that tournament was kind of huge because that was a turning point, his breakthrough for sure. And that was like, you know, the start of something, I think, for him where, I mean, he always knew, I think, you know, everybody knew that he can make it, but it showed everybody else, you know, that he's going to do this. And since then, he's been, I mean, on fire. And then that was kind of my last tournament that I, you know, really probably will ever play. And so it was kind of a cool transition because, like, at that point, it was like, you keep playing, Bobby. You be the face of the company, you know, if you can, you know, continue on this dream. And then I'm going to go to the office because I can't cut it anymore.
It's always good to know what our strengths are and take advantage of it. So, Michael, you're going to be wearing the logo on your hat and on your bag. Okay, and that's it, right? And Taylor's
going to... Yes, ma'am, absolutely.
Okay, and Taylor's going to take care of Surf and Turf Golf. That's surfandturfgolf.com. Now, you're one of 114 guys, Michael, who has a status on the Korn Ferry Tour. Michael, we're going to sink you into the top 40 so that you have absolute run of house. You can choose and pick your schedule and just do what you please. And then that'll give Taylor all this fuel to make Surf and Turf Golf awesome. Are you going to expand the line from what you're offering now that we can find at surfandturfgolf.com?
Yes, we are. We've kind of, from day one, wanted to, like you said earlier, the apparel industry is extremely tricky. And there's definitely some learning curves, but it's also extremely expensive. It's very important to kind of grow organically and gain recognition. And then speed is important as well, and quality control. So we went through like a 3-year branding phase. That's where we stuck to what we knew and what was, you know,
not as complex as, say, a full polo line and pants and shorts and, you know, then getting into different cuts and women's and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to introduce all of that in 2020 and then further along the line past that into, like, full streetwear, full golf wear, pretty much anything you can think of.
Right on. This is great. It's so good to meet you. I'm looking forward to following you, Michael, and I hope you'll be back on the show sometime. And Taylor Artman, CEO and co-founder of Surf and Turf Golf, surfandturfgolf.com. On this, think of this. Okay, our products, they say don't quit when you putt out or chip in on 18. Rather, Surf and Turf hats and tees and hoodies and beyond are designed to don on and off the golf course. At Surf and Turf, we recognize the days of stuffy exclusive golf or going out with the dusk tides. A new breed of golf, a new breed of golfer is seeking a fun, flexible game that are all welcome to explore and enjoy. We look forward to the opportunity to outfit you and your crew from your rounds of sport to your rounds of life. Awesome. Well said, well put. Thank you, Taylor Artman and Michael Martinson, for being on the show with us this morning.
Thank you, Daniel.
Aloha.
Thanks, Daniel. Thanks for having us.
Aloha. Absolutely. We'll be back. We're going to talk with Eric Odondera. He is over at Bayview, general manager, and we've got something really special coming to Bayview real soon. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
Power at your fingertips. Aloha, our equipment.
Does your golf swing have a hitch in it? Want to learn the finer points to play better? Get the fun back in your game with coaching by Master PGA Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau, Director of Instruction at Wailea Golf Academy, a Golf Channel Academy. Claude, a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, you will improve immediately and get fast results. Call Claude at 808-856-9458 or email cbrousseau@waileagolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-856-9458. And have fun counting your birdies.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurestone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint, it's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurestone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high rise shopping center, or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors. Increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
We are KPUA Hilo, K-O-R-L-Y-N-I, Honolulu, K-O-N-I, Lanai City, K-T-O-H, Kalaheo. And Eric Onodera is general manager, and he's at Bayview Golf Course, where I am every Sunday with the Aloha Golf Junior, that is Aloha Golf Junior, Aloha State Junior Golfers. Regal Bakery owner Carrie Lau has been putting so much into this golf course. You guys, you have to go and check out Bayview. All right, it's completely different. The greens are awesome. The grass, the fairways are beautiful. Welcome into the clubhouse, the man who's making it so, Eric Onodera.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I'm really impressed. I mean, the greens are running so beautiful. You've done such a tremendous job at Bayview. And, of course, the driving range has been closed for, oh, we don't even want to think how long. We're missing the driving range. We love to right. take the junior golfers up there because they like to hit balls. And, you know, the old driver comes out. And we've been teaching them the finesse of the putting green, which is why I know the greens are in such fine shape. So when do you think the driving range will be opening, Eric?
We're shooting hopefully today. I have to go out there and touch up a few more things. We're shooting to open up the range today. If not today, definitely tomorrow. And I know the range has been closed for a couple months. We've been doing some major renovations on the range. And then kind of for anticipating to bring in Top Tracer later on this year.
I'm so excited about Top Tracer. So what they did at Bayview, they took out all the old wooden poles, and they've put in these incredible steel strong poles, the new netting, and it's just amazing. So now you've, for Top Tracer to go in, you're going to have to run all those data lines and everything into the driving range.
Yeah, so we have to kind of update it. The structure itself on the range, and you know, it's been there for quite a while. So to bring in all this new technology from Top Tracer, we need to kind of redo it a little bit. But yeah, we're super excited. So construction for that's going to start in the next couple weeks, first or second week of December. So we're looking to launch Top Tracer at the end of the year.
Wow. Now, with Top Tracer going in, is it going to change the pricing structure? Or if I don't want to use Top Tracer, can I still use the driving range just like the driving range?
Like, well, every stall is going to have it. Every bay is going to have Top Tracer. So it's going to be included with the price of the balls. The ball price is still going to stay the same, though. So we're going to add that feature for our guests. And no additional cost.
No kidding.
Yes.
Danielle just backed up. Wow, that is that's fantastic. So, with the price of getting the balls, you're going to get Top Tracer. It's going to be in all the bays. Bayview has a two-story driving range, so there's the upper deck and the lower deck. And
covered, of course.
And it's covered. It's because it's, you know, it's in Kaneohe. It's got to be covered, right? And the beauty of that is it can be like storming, which, of course, it's expected to do this weekend, which is why I tell everybody to get out early and get your tee times before the rain comes down hard or the thunder and lightning happens, which, of course, you must, you know, protect yourself, get off the course. But at Bayview, you don't have to worry about it. You're completely sheltered and it can be drenching out there, and you can still hit balls. it's really exciting. It's really exciting, Eric, to see all the things that are going on at Bayview Golf Course, to see it coming back and being beautiful. I mean, Dean Wilson used to, that's where he honed his game.
Yeah, that's where he started off before he went to Castle and everything. So that's where he practiced all the time. We had a lot of beginner golfers came out of Bayview.
we have a lot of junior golfers who are at Bayview. Casey Nakama uses Bayview. I know First Tee is at Bayview, and the Aloha State Junior Golfers, we're all at Bayview and really appreciate the support you give to the junior golf community. You guys are fabulous. You also have a place to, after playing golf, hang out, have something to eat, a little something to drink?
Yeah, we have the Bayview Grill upstairs. So they have a full restaurant, full bar. They have live music on the weekend. It's just, you know, overall good facility. We have the mini putt on facility on site. It's just a big, huge family atmosphere over at Bayview.
Yeah, and the zip line.
So, yeah, and the zip line, yep.
Right, right. So there's everything right there. There's even a sporting shop on the same property, so you can go get all your gear or some of it. If you've forgotten something, you can go right there and get what you've forgotten. And there's the pro shop, and you guys have some really nice Callaway clubs for rent. I think it's Callaway. Did I give you the proper?
Yeah, we got the branded Callaway Epic. You know, we always have the latest and greatest from Callaway. We have a good relationship with them. And, you know, we try to sell their products.
Yeah. Yeah, nice putters. I was looking at the putters when you come into the pro shop. So this is Eric Onodero. He's the general manager at Bayview Golf Course. The driving range, and I know you're getting calls all the time, and some people just, you want to play, but sometimes you don't have time to get on the course, but you just want to practice, just want to hit balls. And
Right.
So if not today, maybe later, maybe not this morning. It could be this afternoon. Eric's got to do a couple more things. Definitely tomorrow, the driving range at Bayview Golf Course will be open. And Top Tracer is going to be a feature at Bayview. So when you're going to the driving range, you'll get your balls. And along with getting your balls, you'll be able to use the Top Tracer all in one cost.
Yep, all in the same cost.
Yeah, I'm absolutely, hats off to you guys. You're doing a fabulous job. Eric, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Yeah, see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Okay, bye. We're going to come back and talk a bit with Bob Bubka, the voice of golf for Talk Sport and host of In the Grill Room with Bob and Jay after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Your fingertips, Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips, Aloha Power Equipment.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
Bougainville Flooring Superstore has Hawaii's largest stock in inventory. A huge selection of flooring, carpet, porcelain, wood, ceramic tile, over 1,000 carpet remnants in stock. Installation supplies like tools, adhesives, floor prep, grout, cleaners, and more. Come in. We are located near the NEX on Bougainville. Bougainville Flooring. Remember our price match guarantee. Find everything you'll need at the Bougainville Flooring Superstore.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Yeah, you know, it could do some of that stuff that you heard in the background just there with Kevin. It could, our forecast is cloudy, showers likely, chance of thunderstorms on Kauai, scattered showers, slight chance of thunderstorms on Oahu and Maui. High today, 87, trade winds are back, yes, to 15 miles per hour. And it doesn't change much over the weekend, except it's like more likely that that we'll have thunderstorms and locally heavy rainfall possible. So you need to get out and play a round of golf. So we've got 8 o'clock already. It's 8:08, almost 8:09. So you could play, let's see, Volcano and their clubhouse. You guys, we're so much thinking about you. The golf carts are fine. They're open for business at Volcano. They got a 9:12 and 11 o'clock. Makalei has a 9:50, a 10:10. You want to get out and play early. Poipu has a 9:40. Kapolei has an 8:45. That's kind of close. Royal Hawaiian Country Club, an 11:20. Makaha East has a 12 o'clock, an 11:08 as well. Kahili on Maui has a 10:30. Wailea, the 10:39 still. Emerald, 11:24. Blue, 11:30. And over at the Maui Nui Golf Course, there's a 12 o'clock because Ka'anapali Beach Hotel having a little tournament. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. Bob Bupka, voice of golf for Talk Sport in the UK and host in the Grill Room with Bob Bupka and Jay. It's just Bob and Jay, actually, but I'm so used to saying Bob Bupka. Welcome into the clubhouse, Bob.
Well, thanks for having me, Danielle. I know when I start talking to you that Maui is not far behind, and Century Tournament of Champions on a completely revitalized golf course, and all the reports that I've gotten, it is that Plantation course is in spectacular condition. I think the players are going to be very, very happy.
Yeah, you know, with Corin Crenshaw spending so much time there and Mark Rolfing, the whole crew is back together again. The guys that made it original came back and refined it, put it back into its, you know, and maybe did a little bit of this and that to make it a little bit harder for the pros, a little bit easier for the not-so-pros. It's gorgeous, and I can't wait to see you, and you'll be my co-host. Will you be my co-host at Century?
Oh, I'd love that. Yeah. Saturday morning, I look forward to it. I stop at that, what is that little store that
I go
to? Oh,
yes, Honolulu.
That's it. Boy, I'm there bright and early every morning, and I go there right before I come up and go in the clubhouse, and we go on the air together. One of the highlights of my year, to be honest with you.
I love it. Me too. I love seeing you. I love talking with you right next to you. So let's talk a little President's Cup. We've got a bunch of picks, of course, have been made. There may be another pick. And I'm wondering what you're thinking. Do you think Brooks Koepka will play President's Cup?
I think there's a pretty good chance he will not play President's Cup. I mean, he's got too much at stake. And you know, when you plug in the distance he would have to travel, and he's been out with that injury for quite some time. You know, he wants to be ready for next year. And this is just off the top of my head. I have not spoken to Brooks. I haven't gotten any firsthand reports on whether he is going to play or not. But I think you bring up a great point, Danielle, that he may call Tiger and say, hey, look, Tiger, pick somebody else. I'm not healthy. I can't help the team. And then we go from there.
I wouldn't understand why anyone would want to jeopardize a recovering knee on a a tournament that, you know, it's I don't want to call it, you know, not an important thing. It's important. It's the President's Cup. It's fun. It's a fun event. It's a fun tournament. It brings the guys together. They're competing once. I mean, I love the format. The question is, would you really want to hurt yourself for the rest of the year? With the Masters coming up, you want to be ready for all the majors, because the majors to Brooks are the reason, the raison d'etre for his existence on the PGA Tour. So why would he hurt himself playing in President's Cup, or, you know, tweak the knee again with it if it's not completely solid in place? I know he's young and he heals fast, but it's just too much of I think it's just too much of a gamble. So let's say he chooses not to go. And it'd be great to see him play because he's a great player and all that. But let's say he chooses not to go. Would you pick Ricky Fowler or Kevin Na, Bob?
Well, I'd have to speak to Ricky first to see if he's finished with his honeymoon, because I wouldn't want to interrupt that honeymoon and ask him to come play some golf. But I'll tell you the truth. Kevin Na or Ricky Fowler or Kevin Kisner, I put all three of those guys under the same light right now, Danielle. Mm-hmm. And one other thing, getting back to Brooks and that knee, normally a player would be very concerned letting his captain down by not playing, okay? Mm-hmm. But who understands more about recovering from injury and operations and all that stuff than Tiger Woods? Tiger would understand in a heartbeat if Brooks said, look, my knee's not quite right. I mean, Tiger probably will encourage Brooks not to play because, as you alluded to, it's really not worth it. It's an exhibition. It really is. It's a lot of pomp and circumstance go into it. The PGA Tour puts on a great show. The people of Australia are all excited. But, you know, it is what it is. It's not a major championship. And as you accurately pointed out, Brooks Koepka, his fuel to run is majors.
Yeah, absolutely. And Tiger Woods has said, I came back too soon from many of the injuries that I was recovering from. So knowing that your captain has said that, you know, you should be even more considerate of your physical body. I mean, anybody, Tiger Woods knows how many surgeries has he had. You got to take care of yourself if you want longevity, and longevity is important in this game of golf. So we've got Tony Finau, Patrick Reed, Gary Woodland. Did you like the picks just in general?
I did. You know, I mean, they were pretty obvious picks. That I was a little taken aback, quite frankly, by Patrick Reed. I didn't think that he was going to get picked. It was all that hoorah, you know, over the President's Cup, and Reed was upset that he didn't play with Spieth. But, you know, bottom line is Patrick Reed is a hard-nosed competitor and wants to win. And Tiger likes that type of personality. And I just to correct one minor point in something you said, Danielle, I can't let it go. You said that, you know, longevity in a golf career is very important. Well, longevity in life may be even more important.
Oh, yes. Well, there's that, too. You want to have some part of your body working after you finish the game. Speaking of finishing the game, okay, the Champions Tour is coming up. And I was listening to your show. Bob's show is In the Grill Room with Bob and Jay. And talking about Champions Tour, PGA Champions. And would Ernie Els or Phil Mickelson play on the PGA Champions Tour? What are your thoughts on Ernie Els or Phil Mickelson? Do you think Ernie will play?
Oh, I definitely think Ernie will play. And once he gets out there and he's going to find out two things real quick, that the competition is pretty steep or stiff, I should say, and he's going to kind of enjoy that. All he has to do is call up Retief Goosen, who's playing his first year, two-time U.S. Open winner, certainly not playing out there for the money, but he likes the competition. He likes everything about the PGA Tour champion. So I think Ernie Els is a lock. I'm hearing more and more that Phil Mickelson may be in the TV tower more than he's going to be playing golf, which will, you know, be very interesting. I mean, Phil doesn't hold back, as you know, and he'll make the broadcast very, very interesting. You know, Sean McManus, the head of CBS, felt that their, you know, shows were going a little stale. Well, it won't be stale if Phil's contributing, I can guarantee you that.
We just have to follow Phil on social media. You know, he's on Twitter, like he stayed away from it for so long, and then he just embraced it with his fireside, and it's spelled with a PH, and he just has such a good time just having fun with social media. So I can only imagine how straight up that he would be and how forthright his commentary would be and maybe upset some people, get them talking again. Little Johnny Miller, you know. That's a really good thought. Phil Mickelson in the tower. Tiger Woods, what do you think when he said the carrot of playing on the PGA Champions is the golf cart? Is that signaling us that he wants to play PGA Champions?
Listen, I would sign right now.
Yes?
On the dotted line to be a witness on when Tiger turns 50, whether he's going to play any Champion Tour events that year. That means 7 years from now. Mm. So I'm talking directly now to the man upstairs. You give me 7 years, you can have me, because there's going to be nothing left anyway.
Well, the way he was talking about fishing, I started wondering if he was just playing with us. Like, I live and die to be in the water and go fishing, pretty much is what he said. A lot of golfers, he and Mark Rolfing should get together and get out there and do some fishing. I wish Tiger would come to Maui. Do you think Tiger will come to Maui?
You know what? I was thinking about that prior to coming on your show. Of course, I was thinking about those magnificent Kapalua villas that I'm going to be staying in, which I really look forward to. And I also, it's going to be exciting working with Alex Urban, the new tournament director, and the most magnificent congratulations I would love to extend to Nancy Cross, who has been simply outstanding in her role on Maui for so many years, and not only a true professional at what she does, but just a super, super nice person. And it really has been a privilege and an honor to work alongside of her each time that we would come out to the Tournament of Champions. So, Nancy, whatever you're doing, I know you'll do it well. Just have fun while you're doing it.
Absolutely. A wonderful lady, and always fun to see her at the Century Tournament of Champions over the past years. Okay, so we're thinking about Tiger. He's won. Of course, he qualified to go to the Century Tournament of Champions because only the winners of PGA Tour events can go to the Century Tournament of Champions. And we're thinking very hard. I know it's a hilly course, but Tiger, you know, it's like Coor and Crenshaw have just made it so cherry. It's going to be awesome. So you've got to come to the Century Tournament of Champions. You've got to play the Plantation course. You can do this. You can do this. It would be fabulous. I mean, we would be going nuts over here. Okay, let's go. I'd like to change a little bit and go to the President's Cup, back to the international team, with Ernie Els picking Jason Day, Adam Hadwin, Sanjay Im, and Joaquin Niemann. All these guys play on the PGA Tour. Jason Day hasn't been playing well. I'm not sure what's up with Jason. He's got so many physical things going on, but he always seems to have something going on. I'd really love to see him get his game back because he's so good. Adam Hadwin is amazing. Sanjay Im won't stop playing golf. I mean, what's up with that young man? What has he played, 45 times? And Joaquin Niemann is incredible. I think the international team is really strong, even though the U.S. team is awesome. I think they're going to put them, you know, in their place. The internationals are going to give the President's Cup U.S. team a little bit of run for their money. What are your thoughts?
Well, that's a good observation, Danielle. And, of course, I constantly hear about the lack of experience of the international team. And I always say, well, if I was hiring a kamikaze pilot to do work for me, I wouldn't want one that had any experience, because that means he wasn't very good at it. So I think experience, some magnificent captain. I think he's going to get the best out of his players. And it's gotten to the point. This is really crazy. But the best thing that could happen to the President's Cup is the United States loses.
Yep.
Because, you know, if it goes on much longer, I mean, interest is going to completely evaporate, and then there's going to be a problem. So a rousing, inspired performance under Ernie Els down at Melbourne, one of my favorite golf courses in the world, one of my favorite cities in the world, by Ernie and his team, really, really would be good for, you know, I think for the success of the event moving forward. Matter of fact, one of the questions I'd like to ask Tiger is, has he given any thought on what he feels can be done to make this competition closer? I mean, don't forget it was Jack Nicklaus in the late 70s that said to the Ryder Cup people, look, to make this competitive, you should open it up to all of Europe. And we all know what a difference that has made. Now Jack, people are begging Jack, why don't you go back and tell them they can't use all of Europe? We just want to play against
just
Britain,
the UK.
Britain and Ireland says we have no chance. So, but, you know, everybody likes a close competition. And hopefully we're going to get that come December when both teams are down there. And, I, you know, my main wish is that the game of golf is enhanced by this team competition. It opens some eyeballs in some various parts of this world where more and more youngsters start playing this game. And I've always had that feeling because, as you well know and do such a great job in promoting the sport of golf, Danielle, it's you learn golf at a young age and, you know, it's the sport of a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you get to see beautiful places. You get to spend time with great friends. I mean, everything about golf is just so good. But the only thing that we need is more people playing it.
Yeah. Well, I think you're absolutely right. And I think with the more international team members that this President's Cup has playing on the PGA Tour, all this talk about them not being able to gel and coalesce as a team is going to go completely out the window because they know each other so well. They're around each other all the time. And now they have an opportunity to actually go out and, you know, take on, I was going to say kick some, but, you know, I won't say all that. I'm also going to hold this thought for next time, Bob. PGA Tour is getting very international, not as much as the LPGA. But I'm wondering, you know, are your basic PGA Tour fans ready for, like, non-Americans to be at the top of the leaderboard? I've been giving that some thought, but we'll have to hold it until the next time we talk, which will be very soon. In fact, I think it should be before the Century Tournament of Champions in January, the first week. Thank you for being on the show, Bob.
Thank you for having me, Danielle. Keep up the great work, girl.
Thank you. The Golf Club, it's made possible by these great people. Aloha Power Equipment, Hawaii's largest power equipment showroom. Two locations. Mow it, blow it, you name it. You got to go to Honolulu or the Waipahu Aloha Power Equipment showroom and check out everything they have. Because you know that big lawn you're getting really tired of mowing? They've got some equipment that'll make it such a breeze. It's Aloha Power Equipment. They put power at your fingertips. It's Aloha Power Equipment. Bougainville Flooring, the superstore with Hawaii's largest stock in inventory, carpet, porcelain, wood, ceramic tile, you name it. And if you've got that place where you just like to like cover up whatever, there's 1,000 carpet remnants in stock. Installation supplies like the tools, the adhesives, the floor prep, the grout, the cleaners, and a whole lot more. And if you don't want to do it yourself, they can hook you up with people who do it professionally. It's Bougainville Flooring. It's right near the NEX. Just drive down Bougainville. Go Mackay Bound. You'll see them on the side of the road. Rainer Doors. Call Rainer Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom at 676-3667. And Oahu Extraction. When it floods, you know, we're going to have a lot of rain. People, write this number down, okay? It's going to rain, assuming the forecast holds up. We're going to have a lot of flooding with the rain that's coming down. So write down the number. The number is 330-6212. Oahu Extraction. When it floods water, or worse, you know, the flood brings in mud inundating your home, you need to call Oahu Extraction 24/7, doesn't matter what time it is. They'll be on site in 90 minutes. Their website is oahuextraction.com. Futura Stone, master craftsman, turning your projects into artwork. And you folks who use Futura Stone know exactly what I'm talking about. And of course, Creative Plumbing, no project is too big. Whether it's a new build, a renovation, or a repair, all those permitting problems, go to Creative Plumbing, because they've got the experience. You want to redo your plumbing stack, Creative Plumbing. It's got to be done right. It's your plumbing stack. It's Creative Plumbing for the job. If you'd like to hear the show again or just a portion of it, you can always fast forward. Just go to radiogolfclub.com. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2019.